You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day. The first phase of voting for the 2024 Lok Sabha election commenced today, 19th April, at 7 a.m. In the first phase of polls, as many as 21 states and 102 constituencies will cast their votes to elect the next set of MPs across the country. The 2024 general elections are set to take place in seven phases across the country, ending on 1st June. The counting of votes and result declaration for the Lok Sabha election will take place on 4th June. The Mumbai police said on Thursday that the two men who fired outside Bollywood actor Salman Khan's house had conducted a recce of his farmhouse in Panvel 4 days before the incident. A senior police official said the duo wanted to create terror by opening fire outside the actor's residence in Posh, Bandra. The Mumbai police have arrested Vicky Gupta, 24, and Sagar Pal, 21, for the crime. Captain Hardik Pandya paid the price after Mumbai Indians were found guilty of breaching the IPL code of conduct. The MI captain was slapped with a fine of 12 lakh rupees after his side maintained a slow over rate against Punjab Kings in an IPL 2024 match in Mulanpur on Thursday. Hardik Pandya, the Mumbai Indians captain, has been fined after his team maintained a slow over rate during their Indian Premier League IPL 2024 match against Punjab Kings at the PCA New International Cricket Stadium, Mulanpur on 18 April, BCCI said in a release after the PBKS vs MI match. Concerns over Joe Biden's mental health has become a topic of discussion again after he made an embarrassing mistake during an interview about the Gaza conflict. The 81-year-old president's slip-up happened during an interview with Nexstar Media's Rashad Hudson. The interviewer asked Biden how he would win back pro-Palestine votes amid the conflict in Israel. Ashutosh Sharma has made sure his name won't fade from public memory once the 2024 season of the Indian Premier League ends. The batter, who sprung into the limelight with his brilliant cameo in the Punjab Kings' brilliant comeback win against Gujarat Titans earlier this year, was the star of the show yet again, this time against Mumbai Indians. And even though the Kings fell only 9 runs short of what could have been an incredible win on Thursday, Ashutosh's blitzkrieg caught the attention of fans worldwide.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.